Welcome to Straight Talk Wealth, heard every Saturday at 10 a.m. with your experts on all aspects of wealth accumulation, preservation, and income planning guaranteed to last a lifetime. And now, from the American Legacy Solutions Studios in Ventura, California, the host of Straight Talk Wealth, Bruce Whitey, on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Good morning, Ventura.
By the way, my name is Bruce Guest, the Bruce.
Tall, big, beautiful, and strong.
Very sexy.
Okay, what else did you think? Hey, good morning, Ventura. Listen, I have a great, great show. We've never done content on this subject before. I really want to delve into it because I think this is going to be perhaps the most major issue that is going to affect all retired people. Every single one of you, every single person 65 or older is going to be thinking about this issue and is going to annually be thinking about it, if not more frequently. And that is what is happening with Medicare. What can happen with Medicare? What is the future of Medicare? And are you getting the best deal you can get, the best benefits? What about your rates? So I've got an interview that I did this week with perhaps one of the best Medicare, licensed Medicare people in the Ventura County area, Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones worked with me at American Legacy Solutions here in Ventura. She has been a Medicare specialist for 10 years, a younger lady than I am, a lot more pleasant to listen to. And that's important. I'll tell you, I might joke about it, but what's important is this is a person who is younger than us, who has dedicated her career to helping people with really evaluating their benefits, their costs. Really, I mean, look, I got to tell you something. I was given the opportunity a few years ago to become a Medicare specialist, and I looked at the books and I looked at the training, and I just decided the ramp up was so steep. I've got my own specialties. I specialize in retirement income. I specialize in planning income, making sure that people have enough savings and growth to be able to sustain their life. That Medicare was just a whole huge book of learning curve that was going to take me years that I didn't want to really try to become an expert in when I've got people at our fingertips that we can talk to that have spent a decade already doing this and are younger and are going to be here long past the time you and I need Medicare, that we can lean on and count on for a lifetime. So I'm really, really, really thrilled to have done this this interview with Jessica this week. Now, as you know, when you listen to our show, and the interview basically is on really the present circumstances of Medicare and how to make sure you're getting the most out of it. And we covered things like what are the worst mistakes people have made about getting their Medicare coverage? When should you start paying attention to your Medicare? What is the worst result of not paying attention that she has seen? What are the most common harmful assumptions people have about Medicare? We're going to talk about how she trains, like people that are really, really good representatives of Medicare. What training do they have to go through? How do you pick a good agent? And if you're going to get an evaluation, which we're going to be offering today with Jessica for no cost, no obligation, she's promised all of our listeners that do call in today will be afforded a free evaluation on their medicines, on their care versus their costs versus their benefits that they get. So she's going to go through that all with us and make that available for anybody listening today. In fact, let's give out the number for that, because if you've wondered, look, here's the deal. If you've wondered, am I getting the best benefits? This is a complimentary, no obligation Medicare cost and benefits evaluation by our guest today, Jessica Jones. The number for that is going to be 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. And you leave your information there, and that will actually get you set up, and she'll reach out to you later during the week. But this is with Jessica Jones. She's a 10-year veteran, licensed Medicare agent with access to rates and coverage for over 50 different Medicare service providers in Southern California. In other words, she has access to what everybody's rates and benefits are. So we'll talk more about this giveaway in a little bit. But fact is, I just want you to get that number down, because we, as you listen to Jessica talk today, you're going to be more and more sort of taken in with how knowledgeable this woman is. And the number to get a one-on-one, no cost, no obligation cost and benefits evaluation of Medicare coverage is 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. Look, let me get into just a few basics here real quick. In 2018, Medicare provided health insurance for over 59.9 million individuals. Now think about that. We're a country of 300 million people. About 60 million people got health insurance through Medicare. On average, Medicare covers about half of the healthcare expenses of those people that are enrolled. This is according to Wikipedia. Medicare is funded by a combination of payroll taxes, beneficiary premiums that are paid into the system as you're taking your benefits. So in other words, premiums that start getting paid by people who are to turn 65 and older, and surtaxes from beneficiaries. There's co-pays and deductibles that they take in that help pay for it, and the general U.S. Treasury revenue. So everything that spills over that can't be met, the government takes over. There is a major unfunded obligation to Social Security. In other words, what the government has promised is hugely unfunded. And we'll talk about this more in future shows. But it's a reason to pay attention regularly to what's changing. Very often, companies are changing their rates, trying to meet their obligations. They're changing benefits. They don't always publicize annually the changes to their rates or the benefits. This is why you have to have a relationship with a licensed agent such as Jessica, who taps into you every year and says, let's review what's happening because your rate just went up for that medicine you're taking, or another company, because of the medicine you're on, has a much lower rate, or you're not getting a gym membership, or you're not getting dental or vision or health or dental vision or hearing. So all these things are in motion every year. But I do want to talk about the general, just setting the scene here. Medicare's unfunded obligation is the total amount of money that would have to be set aside today such that the principal and interest would cover the gap between the projected revenues and spending. So there's projected revenues and there's spending. And there's this gap, which is the spending's going to be greater than the revenues. And as of January 1st, 2016, we'll go back a little bit, Medicare's unfunded obligation over the 75-year look-forward timeframe was $3.8 trillion for the Part A trust fund and $28.6 trillion for Part B. So that is about $30-plus trillion. They don't even know where the money's coming from to fund this. And over an intimate time frame, that was just 75 years, over intimate time, the combined unfunded liability for both programs A and B is about $50 trillion unfunded. In addition, as discussed throughout each of the trustees' report, quote, the Medicare projections shown could be substantially understated as a result of other potentially unsustainable elements of the current law. So what would an unsustainable element of the current law be? Well, for example, current law effectively provides no raises for doctors after 2025. That's unlikely to happen. It's impossible for actuaries to estimate unfunded liabilities other than assuming current law is followed. So anyway, huge, huge consideration about the future of where Medicare is going. It is another reason you need to closely pay attention to benefits. And thanks to advances in healthcare and our nation's safety net, all of Americans, seniors, are living longer. They're living healthier, which is good and bad, you know, more longer expenses, but we're doing better. So about 10,000 people a day are enrolling in Medicare. That's a record surge in Medicare enrollment. It's expected to continue for the next 15 years. As baby boomers age in their golden years, it also means that the total number of Medicare beneficiaries is expected to double double the amount of people on Medicare in the next 20 years. And the Congressional Budget Office projects that 80 million Americans will be Medicare eligible by 2035 if current trends hold up. All right. So that's the background on it. Some analysts have a name for the wave of the change that's coming. Some analysts have a name for the wave of change that's coming. They call it the silver tsunami. It has huge ramifications for the rest of our country and especially for the healthcare industry. That being said, I asked Jessica Jones, my guest today, a 10-year veteran Medicare analyst, evaluations and helping people one-on-one, what were the greatest mistakes people are making in their Medicare planning and the greatest mistakes that have caused them some difficulties. So we'll get into more about who she is and what you should be doing, but I want to pick up on sort of why is this important to pay attention to. So here's my interview with Jessica Jones, 10-year veteran Medicare analyst. So Jessica, what are the biggest mistakes that people are making in handling Medicare? They're handling their Medicare.
Well, basically, I've been running into people just don't know what they don't know, right? So they're either just taking it on the word of a neighbor or a friend who's gone through it, or they're just sticking with their employer insurance, not really knowing if Medicare is better or worse. So it really helps to get, you know, a licensed agent involved so you really know what all of your options are so you can make an informed decision.
Can you tell me a little bit about what people don't know that gets them in trouble, what you've seen?
Sure. They've stuck with employer plans that they're paying through the nose on. Mm-hmm. They're still working, so their employer offers them a plan that may be good, but they're paying $1,200 a month for themselves and their wife or their spouse. And typically, if we compare that to going to Medicare and a supplement, they not only can save a heck of a lot of money, but usually can get rid of some deductibles and copays and things like that as well.
So they tend to just sort of stick with something that they've got. They're not shopping.
Sure. Yeah.
From what I understand, Medicare is very codified in terms of what it's got to have. Like, there's certain Medicare supplemental plans that are codified. So is it not right to be thinking that if you've got a more expensive plan, you're going to have better benefits necessarily?
Yeah, exactly. Not necessarily. I mean, the group plans are great, and I'm not saying that it is in every instance. I mean, a lot of times I do evaluation with people and their plan is better, or if they're not paying very much for it, then it may make sense to keep that plan until they do retire. But it just depends on the person. It depends on the employer. Depends on the situation.
So these would be like plans where somebody is now eligible for Medicare, but they're sticking with the employer because they're still working.
Yep. Yep.
I'm curious, what's the biggest, worst gap? In your career, you've been doing this how many years now?
10, going on 10.
Yeah, yep. 10 years. What's the worst gap between what was possible that someone could have done and what they were doing because they weren't paying attention?
I saved a couple. It was probably because they were paying like $1,600 a month for the two of them. And by getting them on Medicare.
How old were they?
They're mid 60, like 67.
So they were eligible for Medicare.
Yep.
They're paying $1,600 on an employer plan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was a good plan. However, the Medicare and a supplement and a prescription drug plan was just as good, and they could still go wherever they wanted.
I was going to say, did they lose their doctor?
No. Nope. Everything stayed the same. You know, same doctors. They got to go wherever they wanted. So it was really a win-win because they ended up saving almost $1,000 a month.
Yeah, it's $12,000 a year.
Sure, yeah.
Because they just didn't know that it's time to get on Medicare?
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, they just assumed that their employer plan, because it was a good plan. I mean, there's nothing wrong.
Well, it's all relevant. It's not a good plan for somebody 65 who's ready for Medicare.
Well, they were just overpaying for it. Let's put it that
way. Wow. So you're saying the most important thing, firstly, is by the time you're 6 months with, you're 64 and a half, you better ramp up.
Yeah, just talk to a licensed agent. I mean, it's hard with all the hearsay out there. And once mm-hmm. you get close to 65, you just get inundated with mail and phone calls and do this, don't do that. And, you know, it's just really overwhelming for folks. So if they just can sit down with someone who really can lay out their different options, then they can make an informed decision for what's good for them.
So when is it important to know about Medicare? Let's say, I mean, does everybody right at 65 need to jump into this? If they are employed, do they not need to be so worried about it? When is the time to really say, I got to ramp up?
Yeah. Typically, I would say folks who are about 6 months out from turning 65, mm-hmm. even if they are still working, because as I said before, sometimes it does make sense to go at least compare what Medicare has to offer in regards to what your employer offers.
Hey, you're listening to Straight Talk Wealth Radio. We're doing a very special show today, an interview with Jessica Jones. She's a veteran licensed Medicare analyst. And she is, we're just talking about the future of Medicare. Now, what you just heard was a little bit overly focused on the people that are just turning 65. They're in a job. It's an important part because basically the essential part of that conversation was that a lot of people think just because they're on a good work plan that they shouldn't look at Medicare. So that's good. But there's a whole lot more to come to this interview because we're talking about some of the most harmful assumptions people have. We're talking about what kind of training a good analyst has to go through. How do you pick who you work with? We're going to be talking about alternative healthcare. What Medicare plans? What about someone who wants to not go to the MD all the time but likes to have some help with alternative healthcare? Is that available? We're going to talk about the long-term care crisis and what does Medicare cover and not cover on that. We're going to talk about what she does, how she goes. A very interesting process I want you to listen to in detail about how Jessica Jones does an evaluation. It does not begin, and this is the difference between, well, this is something I really learned on this interview, the difference between a salesman and an analyst. A salesman is typically going to say, well, I represent so-and-so company or a couple companies, so I need to go close everybody and get everybody moved into doing my plan. Jessica has no idea. She's got access to 50 companies. She has no idea what she would recommend at all for someone. So she begins with, and you're going to hear this in detail from her, with, give me all of your drug list. Give me anything you're taking for meds. Give me all the service you do. Tell me who your doctors are. Collects all the data and then goes through and says, well, this plan here actually can save you several hundred bucks a month to access all of those or more. Or do you have dental, or do you have vision, or do you have hearing? All of those services may or may not be included. So here's how we get more with less dollars. But it begins with starting with, you'll hear her talk about, begins with starting with, what are your needs? What are your wants? What are your preferences? And then finding a plan that fits that out of 50. So I want to give you a phone number to call. You should be talking to Jessica Jones if you are 65 or older or with 64 and a half or over. You need to get a free evaluation. This is a complimentary, no obligation Medicare cost and benefits evaluation that my guest today, Jessica Jones, a veteran analyst of Medicare, will do for you for no cost, no obligation. And this will cover, and the thing to understand is there's changes annually in Medicare. Some companies have raised their rates or they're reducing benefits. They don't always publicize that. So Jessica's going to walk through med by med, service by service that you like to have and evaluate program by program if you are in fact getting the most services for the least cost or if things have changed on you that you weren't when you weren't looking. So the number for that is 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. The bottom line when she does an analysis is, can you get more health care coverage with your plans? If you're on Medi-Cal, this is a really interesting subject we also covered, you're going to hear about today. If you're on Medi-Cal, are there maybe likely services that you had no idea that you could even tap into through a dual special needs plans? Dual means Medicare and Medi-Cal. So you're indigent. You're not paying any premiums. You think you can just get what you get? Not necessarily. There's like a whole lot of ways to even fine tune that to get better benefits. The number to have that complimentary, no obligation Medicare cost and benefits evaluation is 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. Jessica will call you back during the week. She'll get in touch over the phone and decide whether they can kind of, you can just do all of this analysis over the phone, or if you do want to meet, she's available to do that if that's what people prefer. What about other perks like gym memberships, hearing and vision? All of that's going to be included in the interview today if I can get to it and we don't run out of time. I've got more interview than I've got time here today, but I do want to give out that number, 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Okay, let's learn a little bit more about Jessica right now. Tell us, first of all, just a little bit about yourself. How long have you been advising on Medicare? How did you get into this? And how many hours a year do you spend re-educating yourself on the new rules? Tell us a little bit about how you got here and what your life is staying at the top of your game in this field?
Okay, yeah. I've been doing this. I've specialized in Medicare for going on 10 years. We do full-rounded retirement planning here at Legacy. Mm-hmm. So Medicare is obviously a huge part of that. People don't know much about it. And it's a big scary thing, you know, when you're getting ready to retire, you're going to lose your health insurance, your life insurance, you got to roll over your 401k. Like, there's a lot of things
that come with it. Changes.
Yeah.
There's so, I mean, I just deal with the income side of it, making sure they understand they're going from saving their money to spending their money. But that's a fraction of the changes that happen once you start rolling into retirement.
Sure, absolutely. So I help folks, you know, navigate that. Like I said, I've been doing it since before the ACA. So I've seen a lot.
The ACA?
The Affordable Care Act.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
Obamacare.
Obamacare, yes. So there's been a lot of changes coming through. So people need to know. And having a licensed agent, the advantage of that is I have to do continuing ed every single year because everything changes every year.
Yeah.
All the plans change every year. Medicare itself changes every year. Legislation changes every year. You know,
don't each of the companies require you to update training on each of the company's plans?
Yep, absolutely.
If you're going to represent them?
Yep.
And I don't want to do the math on this. How many companies do you represent?
Oh, gosh. Medicare companies alone? Man. 50 plus?
50.
And that's not even including all the, I mean, and there's
now this would not just be the ones
too.
That are in Ventura. Your 50 includes like outlying areas too.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And a lot of the plan, like the Medigap or Medicare supplement plans are nationwide typically. So more of the Advantage plans are more local typically, but a lot of those are available nationwide as well. It just depends on where, what zip code and the availability.
So it's not like people sitting in the city of Ventura here are inundated with 50 choices necessarily what company, but you're beyond.
Are they? Sure.
Are they really?
Oh yeah. There's several different Advantage plans. There's several different Medicare supplement plans, plus all the drug plans. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
There's a lot of choices. Yep.
Okay, I wanted to find a term really quick, and then we're going to go back to this. AHIP. We're going to talk about AHIP training. AHIP is the America's Health Insurance Plans. It was formed in 2013, and it represents nearly 1,300 companies that offer health insurance to more than 200 million Americans. As a national trade association in the healthcare industry, AHIP lobbies to create a more affordable healthcare system through research and policy, and this is a training that many, many companies now insist that anyone who represents them has to start with AHIP. It's a massive training, takes several days straight through to get through, and a big fat test and a high score. And if you miss the test more than a few times, you're out and you have to wait a long time to take it over again. So it's a severe training course. And we talked a little bit about that as representatives go.
You think there's value in talking about how extensive AHIP is and AHIP training?
Sure.
I'm just trying to emphasize that you not only have to train on the overall field of planning, but then you have to do each company's just so they get the depth of it.
Sure, yeah. CMS, which is Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they require you train in order to even talk about Part D prescription drug plans or Medicare Advantage plans.
So this is the overall governmental provider or regulators of this. First of all, require you to train on all the governmental issued rules and regulations about Medicare.
Correct. And then each individual company requires their own training to recertify every year as well. Because like I said, everything changes every year. So it's different every single year.
And it sounds to me like it would be practically dangerous to, one, either work with someone who's part-time.
Sure. Yeah, it is dangerous.
Or two, haven't been in doing this long enough to know other than what they've been told by their marching orders from their agency to go out and tell people.
Sure, exactly. You need to, absolutely. That's a great piece of advice I can give to folks is really find someone who has access to all the different carriers and really, you know, has your best interest at heart, isn't just offering one or two different carriers. I mean, you need to be able to shop around and find what's the best one for your personal situation. Because everybody's health is different, finances are different, family life, providers, medicine, you know, everything's different. So it's not a one size fits all.
Yeah, interesting. Is there a way to know who will be a good agent versus who is just been in this 3 months because they heard it's duck hunting season for seniors?
Yeah, totally. That's totally right. So many people are jumping on the bandwagon for Medicare now because all the baby boomers, and it's lucrative business to be in now. But having someone who's been in it at least a few years and knows and has seen the changes and is familiar, the biggest thing is finding someone who can offer all the different carriers, the different insurance companies, because then they can really do what's best for you. Shop around, look at all the supplements and the Advantage plans in the area. You need to find someone who will do a drug analysis for you too, not just tell you to figure it out, because a lot of agents do that.
What do you mean, what is a drug analysis?
So we need to tailor your plan to what prescriptions you're taking, because everybody's different. I mean, there's, you know, 30 plus plans in, you know, this area alone for prescription plans.
So when you do an evaluation, can you actually take all the prescriptions? I mean, I'm guessing, because I've known you a while here, I've seen you do this. You can take all of the prescriptions, you can take who the provider is, and you, who the, I mean, the doctor, the mm-hmm. provider, and then you can go through all the plans to dial in the best rate for all of those items on a plan that's available in Ventura County or in a city?
Yep.
Does it change city to city?
Sure, absolutely.
Wow.
Yep, it changes zip code to zip code, yeah, and county to, yeah, absolutely. And it depends on what they're taking, their frequency, dosage, what pharmacy they like to use, or if they like mail order. You know, it makes a big difference to shop around.
So your evaluation might just say, everything's great, but I can save you $30 a month on this med because flip a switch over here.
Sure.
And that med's just better covered.
Sure.
Like maybe everything else is the same, but that med wasn't covered and over here it's covered. And you could find that.
Absolutely. Yep.
Wow.
I've been able to save folks. I mean, the biggest one I saved, I had a gal who was, I saved her about $4,000 for the year just by switching her prescription drug plan because she was overpaying so much for the plan that she was on.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I got me a good one here on this interview today. Jessica is an amazing analyst and expert in the area of Medicare. And that's what we're talking about today. It is an important subject. It's not about how much wealth you've accumulated, but it is a little bit about the safety net you've got underneath us. So the person you're listening to today, by the way, this is Straight Talk Wealth Radio. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on News Talk 1590 KVTA. I am your host, Bruce Whitey. I'm here every week, whether you like it or not. So... Hey, Jessica, my very, very charming and knowledgeable guest today, in the course of doing this, had reached out and said, you know, we can help people a little further than just what you're doing. And by the way, everybody who does call, so first of all, Jessica's offered a complimentary, no obligation, Medicare cost and benefits evaluation. You heard her talking a little bit about how she approaches it there. I'm going to try to add another clip later that goes more into detail on how she actually does an evaluation. But Jessica Jones is a 10-year veteran, licensed Medicare agent with access to rates and coverage to over 50 different Medicare service providers in Southern California. Now, there's changes annually in Medicare. You need to understand that. Some companies have raised rates or reduced benefits, and they don't necessarily publicize that. Jessica will walk through med by med, service by service that you like to have, and evaluate program by program if you are getting the most services for the least cost, or if things have changed on you when maybe you weren't looking. Can you get more healthcare coverage with your plans? If you're even on, you're going to ever talk, if I can get to it today, even on Medi-Cal, where the government's paying all your bills, there may likely be services that you had no idea you could tap into on a dual special needs plan, which is a Medi-Cal plan. What about other perks like gym memberships, hearing, vision? She includes all of that when she does an analysis. If you want to have that for no cost, no obligation, she'll start off by calling you up during the week. You guys can talk over the phone. If you think it's conducive to meet further, you've got a longer list, she's willing to do that in the local area. The number is 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234 for the complimentary no obligation Medicare cost and benefits evaluation with Jessica Jones. 844-789-7234. So very in-depth, looks at everything. And by the way, I'm cutting portions of this interview short that we don't have time to air, but we will actually, everybody that does call in, I'll make sure that you get the complete uncut version of the full interview I did with Jessica. We'll either email that to you so that you have a sound file you can click onto, or if we have to, we can put it on a CD, but we'll make sure you get the entire interview uncut as well. Now, one thing I was really curious about is why, if all of this service is available from a good qualified Medicare analyst, Medicare services analyst, why don't people just knock on our door all the time? Why aren't people just like always, like some people are very recluse on this. Like they really don't want to look any further. They're happy with what they got, but they can't look up. So anyway, I asked her a little bit about what is that initial hesitation people tend to have about being helped in this area.
Why do people not lift their head up on this? Why do people get so sedate in, you know, I mean, I've heard it before, which is, I don't need to know anything more. I like my plan. Click.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Because they hate doing it. They don't do it for a living. You know what I mean? They don't know what they don't know. And quite frankly, if it's good enough, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
So yeah.
They'd rather just, I mean, they have other things to do. They don't do this on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And it's complicated. It is, you know, if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to have someone you can trust who will do an annual review with you and someone you can call so you don't have to call an 800 number, you know, call, you know.
Is that something you do with your clients, is you at least check in with them annually?
Absolutely. Yep.
That's
absolutely.
Just like a cardinal rule.
Yeah, absolutely. Typically, and right around their birthday, too, depending on what they have. Because the California birthday rule, mm-hmm. we have availability for folks that have a Medicare supplement already or a Medigap plan. Mm-hmm. They can shop around right around their birthday and they can go like to like or like to less with no health questions. So even if you're unhealthy mm-hmm. and you wouldn't be able to qualify to switch otherwise,
yeah.
right around your birthday, you can. No health questions.
So people might think, oh, there's this annual enrollment period. That's my only chance to hone up or make choices. But in California specifically, and unique to California, there's this birthday rule that says you can also switch out on your birthday.
Exactly. Yep.
How
and
many
that
days
really
do
pays
they have?
Too. Well, it's usually the 30 days before and 30 days after okay. is your window of your birthday to shop around. And that really pays because you never know, you know, you're going to get rate increases. That's just the way health insurance mm-hmm. is across the board, right? But if we can stay on top of it and make sure you're not overpaying
yeah.
for the same plan,
right.
there's no reason to overpay if it's the exact same plan, exact same coverage. Like a plan F is a plan F is a plan F with any company.
Yeah.
So why pay more if you
right.
don't need to?
Sure.
You know,
except if your doctor takes it or doesn't take it or whatever. But that's part of what you evaluate.
Well, absolutely. And the good thing with the supplements is that there's no network. So if the doctor accepts
oh,
Medicare,
right.
they accept a supplement, period.
So I'm curious, what does an evaluation look when you go to someone's home? So now we've got all these factors in motion. We've got 50 different companies. We've got, do they need hearing aids? Do they need vision? Do they
sure.
need a coronary bypass surgery?
Sure.
I mean, all of these things. What does an evaluation, when you go to someone's home, and I know you don't need to go to their home, they sometimes come to you, sometimes you can just talk to them over the phone, which we're going to start out offering our listeners today are going to be able to speak with you on the phone and at least get an initial phone evaluation. But
sure.
let's say you go to someone's home. What does this look like? How do you get through an evaluation? What data are you collecting, and how do you, sitting at someone's dinner table, even figure this out?
Yeah, so basically it's just I'm doing a needs analysis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are their needs? I'm getting to know them. I get to know what they want, what they currently have, of course, is important too, so we can compare
mm-hmm.
What they're paying, what doctors and providers do they use? Do they have a lot of specialists that they go to that they want to keep? What do their medications look like?
So you're making sure that you've noted all of that.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
Yep. What their health history is,
mm-hmm.
their family history, you know, their financial situation. So we know what they're going to be paying for their Part B or Part D.
Mm-hmm.
We know what is affordable to them as far as the different plans go, you know, because, I mean, the supplements are great for people who travel a lot because they can use it nationwide or have two homes that they go in
mm-hmm.
between.
Right.
You know, the Advantage plans are great for folks who maybe don't travel as much or have a lower budget
mm-hmm.
or, you know, as long as their providers are in the network, that may work really well for them. Just really depends on the person.
So you have no idea when you walk in
no.
what you're even going to advise about.
Nope.
And you take as long as it takes
sure.
to make sure everything's considered.
Yeah, because I want to make sure I really understand their situation and what they want and what they need. I don't want, you know, I want to put them in a better place than
yeah.
they were when I met them.
I don't imagine you can complete that set of recommendations just sitting there at their table. You probably have to come back to your office and work through all of these circumstances, don't you? Or tell
well,
me about that.
Well, I've been doing this 10 years, so
yeah.
I'm really familiar with the plans and stuff. So I kind of know once they give me some information, kind of which way
mm-hmm.
I can advise them.
So that's another big advantage of your experience on this is that
sure, yeah.
It's you're not totally starting from scratch
exactly.
once you have all the data.
Yep, exactly. Because I can really, once they tell me what they need and what they want and their health history
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing, then I can kind of show them all their options. Because I always show them all their options. I'm not going in there with any
sure.
preconceived notions on you should get this or you should get this. It just really depends on them. But I show them all their options and then we decide, you know, which is best and which has the best price for what is best
yeah.
for them. You know, which company has the best price for
wow.
them.
Wow. Wow. I imagine smartphones have taken you a long way.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Being in people's homes.
Absolutely.
Or laptops or whatever you use.
My kit's gotten a lot. My bags have gotten a lot less. They used to be a pack mule when I'd go into houses with all my bags and my books and all my stuff.
But let me look that up on my abacus.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a lot easier now. Wow. Streamlined.
You don't bring the slide ruler in anymore.
Right.
Right. So let me ask you this. Let's just break this down. First of all, for those that aren't familiar or don't know, what are the parts of Medicare? What do they cover? What do they not cover? Let's do a little Medicare 101.
101.
Here.
Okay, perfect. All right. So Part A, we touched on earlier, is your inpatient hospitalization. So that's your quote unquote free, what you've paid into all your working years. That's inpatient. Part B is your outpatient. So anything that is not inpatient. So everything, a lot more stuff is falling on Part B nowadays because they don't keep you in there for much anymore.
Yeah, they're kind of good at keeping people out of the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. They don't want you in, they'll kick you right out. You know, you do outpatient surgeries, all sorts of stuff that you used to stay in for, you don't stay in for anymore. So a lot
that
more
immediately
is
moves to your Part B coverage.
Yep, a lot more is falling under Part B nowadays.
What about, I know that Part B is doctors. Are doctors in the hospital covered under B or A?
It depends on if you're inpatient or outpatient.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you're inpatient, then they're going to be covered under Part A. But if you're anything outpatient, typically is covered under Part B.
So Part B covers that. There's a fee to Part B, whereas A you've already paid.
Correct. But that's not to say there isn't deductibles and things on Part A.
Yeah.
You just don't have a premium for Part A.
If someone didn't insure, if they didn't do anything about Part B, how much could that cost them on a given year within the limits of that?
Do you mean if they didn't have Part B?
Yeah, they weren't paying attention. I'm not getting Part B. I'm a healthy guy. I didn't know it. And then boom, something happens. How much bill could they run up by not having any, by not paying attention to B?
Well, it's unlimited.
Because if they don't pay anything, I mean, they have to pay the government, first of all, to even have Part B in
place. Correct. Yeah. So if they only have Part A, they're only going to be covered for inpatient.
Yeah.
And they'll still have deductibles and copays.
So totally on their own until they start paying B.
Correct.
So now let's say they pay B, but they don't get...
like a supplement?
Yeah, okay, so B is to the government, but B has to be supplemented.
It should be, yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be. I've had some people who only have A and B.
And how bad can that be? If you're paying B to the government, you have Part B, but now you didn't supplement it, what's the worst case scenario you've seen on that where someone's really ran up a bill because they didn't supplement?
Sure. Well, it's unlimited. See, the thing with B is if you have A and B, that's better than not having it, of course.
Sure.
But you're still on the hook for 20% of whatever charge for Part B. So it doesn't matter if it's a $100 doctor visit, 20%. If it's a $100,000, you know, outpatient surgery, 20%.
So the whole, once you've paid for Part B, is 20% unlimited.
Sure.
Wow. So we'll talk about covering that. Let's go to C and D now.
C is kind of a misnomer.
Yes.
Okay. Because C is what they refer to the Medicare Advantage plans. Mm-hmm. But those help. They go along with A and B, right? So you have to have A and B in order to get a C plan or a Medicare Advantage plan.
Doesn't C kind of supplement or trade out B?
Exactly. Yeah, it takes over for A and B. So instead of A and B being your primary, the Part C, whatever company it's with, takes over for both. And they become your primary. So they tell you where to go and when to go. Typically, it's going to be an HMO. Here in this area, they're HMO plans. In other parts of the country, they can be different PPO plans. But here, they're HMO plans. So you have a primary care physician. You go to them first, and then they refer you within the network. And typically, they're going to come with their own prescription drug plan as well, combined.
So it's sort of an ability for a healthcare provider to say, look, don't worry about A, B, and C. Just come join us. And once you're a member here, we're going to cover all of that in some fashion.
Pretty much,
according to their plan and what the specifics are of that plan.
They need to cover at least as well as Medicare itself.
Right.
And so typically a lot of them will have extra bells and whistles on them, you know, other coverage, ancillary benefits and things like that. So, yeah,
good.
They may have, I mean, there's lots of different coverage plans. It just depends on the area, and it depends on zip code, provider.
All right, so then let's talk about first with the government plan on D. Are you paying the government for Part D, or are you paying a provider for Part D? Part D is drugs.
Correct.
Your meds.
Yes.
It's help with your meds.
Yes.
Could you not have a Part D program and then just have to pay all of your meds straight street price.
Sure.
Okay, so then once you have a plan for Part D, are you paying a private provider or are you paying the government? Who do you pay for D?
So you're going to pay a private provider, but they're all mandated, they're all regulated by Medicare.
Okay.
So from company to company, they'll have different tiers. So a prescription that may be a tier one with one company could be mm-hmm. a tier three with another company.
Okay.
So they're not regulated to where they have
to be. They're all codified in terms of... A plan, a top tier is a top tier. That's their top tier, but it could be a tier three in another one.
Sure, exactly. So that's why it really pays to shop around. Because if your plan that you're on, your prescription's a tier three, and there's another plan that same prescription's on there, tier one, then that could be a huge difference in cost for you. So that's all regulated by Medicare. So it's really great to be able to do an analysis for people with that too, mm-hmm. because I just put in all their prescriptions, their frequency, dosage, the pharmacy they like to use, or if they like to use mail order. And then it'll tell me from one to whatever, mm-hmm. 30, the best to the worst for what they're taking in their situation.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. So rather than saying, here's a great plan, now fit your meds into it, what you're doing is you're saying, tell me your meds, and we will fit a plan around your meds in a personalized way.
Exactly.
Well, another great reason to call for an evaluation.
Sure, absolutely. Because every year you can shop around. It's annual enrollment period, or AEP, starts mm-hmm. October 15th. And that's when you can change your Part D prescription plans and your Medicare Advantage plans to shop around. Because those plans change every year too.
Yeah.
Even if your medications don't change, your actual plan might change.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I got you. So in other words, the plans are able to change the rules on you
exactly.
every year.
Yep, and change tiers.
Which is a reason to sort of check in annually and
absolutely.
Say, hey, either my plan changed or maybe other plans changed that have become better than my plan now.
Exactly. It's really important to evaluate that. And I mean, the best thing, you know, we may just say, you know what, this one's still the greatest one for you for next year, no problem. Or they say, you know what, if you switch this one, you can save $1,000 a year. You know, you never know.
Hey, good morning. I'm your host, Bruce Whitey, because you're listening to Straight Talk Wealth Radio. We are here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 1590 KVTA in Ventura. And this is just a special show I wanted to do about what every senior needs to be thinking about. Every senior needs to be cognizant of. I don't care how wealthy you are. There's nobody out there that doesn't want to at least figure out how to save a few hundred bucks a year, if not several thousand. And so I brought in one of an expert on one of the major expenses of being a senior, which is keeping Medicare premium going, getting good benefits and all that. Her name is Jessica Jones. She is a 10-year veteran Medicare analyst, a licensed Medicare agent with access to rates and coverage over 50 different Medicare service providers in Southern California. That's who I'm doing my interview with. She has offered our listeners who call in today, the number being 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. She will personally do a complimentary, no obligation, Medicare cost and benefits evaluation for you. Now, there are changes, as you heard her speaking, annually in Medicare. Some companies have raised rates or reduced benefits, and they don't necessarily publicize that they're doing that. Jessica will walk through medicine by medicine, service by service that you like to have and evaluate program by program. If you are getting the most services at the least cost, that is the name of the game in this. You want the most services for the least cost. She's an analyst that's been doing this for 10 years, access to 50 different Medicare service providers. Or if things have changed maybe in your plan than you weren't looking, can you get more healthcare coverage with your plans? What other perks like gym memberships, hearing, vision are available with the way that your plan structure is set up? It's amazing. Sometimes what you don't, like she says, people don't know what they don't know. If you're on Medi-Cal and the government, the state of California is pitching in to pay for your medical coverage, there may be services, likely there are services that you had no idea you could tap into in a dual special needs plan. We'll talk about that hopefully by the end of this episode. But you'll also get the full uncut interview I did with Jessica if you decide you do want the benefit of the evaluation. So this is a complimentary free, no obligation Medicare cost and benefits evaluation with Jessica Jones, my guest today. The number for that is 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Jessica will give you a call on the phone, see what details they can get through that. And if you do want to meet with her further or have something that's more detailed, then she's even willing to do that. So, and again, even Medi-Cal recipients, which, you know, oh, well, I can't, she can't sell me anything because the government's paying for it all. She'll still help you out on it, still do an evaluation. It's still worth her time. You never know what you're going to say to your neighbor or say about her as word gets around. So she's very giving in this. Again, 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234 for a no cost, no obligation Medicare cost and benefits evaluation with my guest today, Jessica Jones. Okay, we're going to rattle off several more subjects here very quickly. We're going to talk about what about alternative health care on Medicare. We're going to talk about the long-term crisis and alternatives to long-term care insurance that may be very costly. What are the alternatives to that? What happens on an evaluation? And what about those that are already on Medi-Cal? And we're going to wrap it up.
So let's talk about, it's a lot of, particularly with the boomer generation, a lot of preference these days for alternative health care.
Sure.
Other things like naturopathic or nutrition or chiropractic or massage.
Sure.
Is this all relevant to even thinking about your Medicare plans? I mean, do some of these plans recognize that and make that more available than others? Is that something that should be shopped?
Sure, absolutely. Medicare itself in general is not going to cover that stuff.
Okay.
So they do cover really basic chiropractic. It has to be specific. You know, it's all about their coding and what they're going to cover.
Yeah.
But some of the other plans will have value added benefits like that. Some of the Advantage plans are really starting to take notice that people want acupuncture or chiropractic, you know, gym memberships, things like that. So yeah, absolutely. I shop around all the time for folks if that kind of stuff is important.
So some of our listeners may be surprised that more of that can be covered than they would have imagined.
Sure, depending on the area, yeah, absolutely.
That's another good reason for an evaluation.
Yep.
Jessica, another question I have on this is, what about people that are already indigent, they're on Medi-Cal, the state's paying for everything. I can't imagine there's anything else you can do about that. They're getting what they get, and they're not even paying out of pocket, so is there anything to... Is that worth looking into?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of plans that work specifically with what you call dual eligibles, which is Medicare and Medi-Cal eligibles.
Okay.
So, and what they really work to do is give those people added benefits. So above and beyond what Medicare and Medi-Cal cover, I've been able to help people, you know, with things like transportation, maybe to and from doctor's office.
Like, doctor's let me make sure I get this right. Rather than just going through Medi-Cal, you can't call up a transportation service and say, yeah, bill Medi-Cal.
Correct.
But you can take a provider who is between the patient or the senior and Medi-Cal, put a provider in there that will cover with, that will get with Medi-Cal, but might include extra services by going through them, like transportation.
Exactly. So basically, it's still a form of an Advantage plan. So it depends on what area you're in for what's available for you. But they're what's called dual SNPs, so dual eligible special needs plans.
Special needs plans.
So they cater to folks who are Medicare, Medi-Cal, and they bring added benefits, like maybe gym membership or more dental.
What?
Dental.
And that doesn't necessarily cost them anything?
No. Because it works,
they
with
can
Medicare
get Medi-Cal to cover their gym membership if they do it right.
Well, it's a different company; it's not Medi-Cal.
Well, they're going through a company, but the company bills Medi-Cal.
But not for the gym membership. It's just an added benefit. It's not part of the "quote unquote" insurance. It's an added benefit.
But the company is getting their revenue from Medi-Cal. But they're just offering a much broader array of benefits than you trying to get Medi-Cal to pay the bill directly to your gym.
Well, and Medicare too. So they share.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, and transportation for folks who don't drive anymore, that's a huge benefit,
sure.
Right? Some of them offer meals after a hospital stay. Mm-hmm. Some of them offer, you know, more dental, vision, hearing, over-the-counter benefits, things like that.
So seniors impoverished and Medi-Cal is paying their bills, Medi-Cal, Medicare, there's still something to talk about.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
Good reason.
Yep.
Let's talk about the long-term care crisis in America.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the states are just really girding on, the state of California wants people to they're ready to cut a deal on Medi-Cal, and these are expensive policies, but they're saying, boy, if you'll cover $300,000 of coverage in your plan, we'll let you keep $300,000 in your bank and still qualify for Medi-Cal. That's a desperate move. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's a great move. The point is, you can tell California is just girding for the number of people that are going to go into poverty.
Sure.
But in their later years by covering long-term care.
Sure.
First of all, what will Medicare cover?
Okay. As far as chronic care, nothing. Medicare covers up to 100 days for skilled nursing. Now, skilled nursing mm-hmm. requires that you have a hospital stay first, and you also must be improving. So, you know, after a car accident or a hip replacement surgery, something like that, mm-hmm. you're going to be in the hospital first, have surgery, whatever. They're going to get you out and into a skilled nursing facility for physical therapy to get you better and back home.
So there's a definite angle of improvement.
Yes.
That you're one day going to overcome this for Medicare to think about paying for any of that.
Exactly. And going back to the reason I got into this, I mean, my grandmother had Alzheimer's, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's not something you're going to get better from.
Right.
That's not skilled nursing.
Right.
So that's chronic care. That's convalescent care. That's long-term care, which Medicare does not cover. So, you know, we were scrambling as a family trying to figure out what Medicare covers, what it doesn't cover, what, you know, what long-term care is, what her annuities would cover, what, you know, all sorts of different mm-hmm. components to it. So it's really important to understand that and have some sort of plan. It doesn't have to be traditional long-term care coverage, but you need to have some, you need to, you know, really sit down and, yeah. and work through your finances and the what ifs.
Do people think Medicare is going to cover this?
Sure, absolutely.
They do?
Oh, absolutely.
This is a common misconception.
Yep, absolutely. And they used to cover a lot more. So a mm-hmm. lot of boomers that I talked to, they're like, oh yeah, my mom had this great coverage and blah, blah, blah. And it was true. It used to be better. But they've really honed in on, no, we're just doing acute care. We're doing skilled nursing to get people better and back home. They don't keep you in hospitals that long anymore. It's not like it used to be.
So how seamless is it for Medi-Cal, the state agency that helps people that are indigent, I guess, with their bills, which maybe this question may be loaded, but how easy is it for Medi-Cal to then take over if Medicare isn't going to cover it?
Well, it's not, especially if you have money. I mean, everybody said that's another common misconception.
That's why I asked it.
Yeah,
that way.
It's because, you know, people, I ask them, okay, what plans have you made for your long-term care? And they say, I'll just let the state take care of me. Okay, well, that's great, but you know,
there's still people thinking that.
Oh, sure. Well, that's great, but you still have your, you know, you have your IRA and you have your rental properties and you have your this and this and this. I mean, you have to spend all that down.
Yeah.
And you have to, they do a 5-year look back on your spend down. So it's not just like.
It's a 5-year look back now? It used to be 3.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's 5. Yeah. And they, you can't just give away all your.
Yeah. The look back, just for our listeners, the look back is, well, I'll look poor, but I'll just give everything to the kids.
Sure.
They go back 5 years. If you didn't do it 5 years earlier, they're going to say, well, what you gave the kids, tell the kids to pay for your long-term care coverage with the gift that you gave them.
Exactly. Yep, that's right. So they got wise to it, right? Because a lot of people were doing that. They were just like, no, I'll just do this. And then the state can pay for me and my kids can still have all my money and we're good, you know, but that's not how it works. So it's not seamless, to answer a question. I mean, it's you need to be impoverished in order for the mm-hmm. state to take over.
It's for indigent people.
That's right. And it's going to be in a nursing facility typically. I mean, there's not a lot of home health care as far as Medicare is concerned mm-hmm. unless you are homebound.
You mean or Medi-Cal.
Medi-Cal, excuse me. Yeah, yeah. Or Medicare for that matter.
Right.
Unless you're homebound or you fall under certain situations. But yeah, and you're right. It is a crisis. That's a really good word to use because we're all getting older. But
you
are all of our
we are
I'm getting younger but
you're a long way from it. That's okay.
All of our doctors are retiring. We don't have enough nursing facilities.
Just, if you're a listener, just rest in mind, you're not dealing with someone that's going to be needing long-term care in 10 years and won't be able to serve as you, but she's going to be around another 30 years.
I'll be here a long time. Yeah,
longer than our listeners.
That's right.
But let me ask you about this. How versed are you? And tell us a little bit about what alternatives exist, because everybody's scrambling. I mean, the insurance companies want to make sure they don't get improperly nailed. We've seen long-term care insurers in the state of California literally leaving, dropping out. Some of the biggest guys saying, we miscalculated. This is more expensive than we want to play. We're out of the playground now.
Sure.
So how...
And not only that, they're raising rates 40% on folks that already have it and got it and thought they were doing well by planning ahead. And now they're getting a 40% increase on a premium that's already high.
So without trying to give a whole dissertation, going a whole seminar here about the different ways, but give us a little clue about alternatives. How do people handle this if they don't maybe they buy long-term care insurance, but what are at least some of the choices they have on being somewhat prepared on this?
Yeah, well, what's really exciting in this industry now is a bunch of the hybrid products, right? So traditional long-term care, always the pushback on that was, what if I never use it, right?
I'm paying a lot of money for insurance I might not use.
Yeah, what if I don't use it? And of course, nobody wants to use it, right? We all pray that live to 100 years old and we die in our sleep.
Definite disincentive.
Yeah, right. So that's the pushback. So now the industry said, you know what, let's figure out a better way. Because like you said, all the traditional long-term care carriers are either leaving the market altogether or raising rates or whatever. So now we have, you know, combo products. So life long-term care products to where it's going to pay out regardless of whether you use it for long-term care or not.
So a life insurance policy that doesn't wait for you to die. But if you're healthy enough to get the life insurance, obviously you qualify for some kind of long-term care coverage. And they just look and they say, you know what, if you need long-term care, we'll start paying your death benefit out or a portion of it.
Exactly. And give you an extra benefit on top of it too, depending on health and that sort of thing. There's also great annuity long-term care plans now that you can just use the money you already have, either in an IRA or just in the bank or what have you, to parlay into a long-term care use if you need it. And if you don't, you still have, you know, your money there, you know, to pass on to the kids or whatever.
Yeah, that is an interesting alternative too, which is you find something that's just sitting there that you're probably not going to spend on an immediate basis.
Sure.
You put it away for a multiple of long-term care. I think I looked at a plan the other day for a 65-year-old and $100,000 that they had sitting there. And not that you have to start with $100,000, but $100,000 that he just had sitting there, if you just moved it to another account, would cover $548,000
it's pretty crazy.
Of long-term care coverage. But if in 10 years he says, I don't need this, he can turn around and just get his money back.
Sure, absolutely.
So that's like one of those annuity-type plans.
Yeah, they're really slick. They're great products out there now because the market's demanding it. We need to, you know, roll with the punches and move with the times and find the need and try to fix it.
So this is something when you go in and you find out a person's situation, you can kind of pull from several areas of where there might be an alternative that would fit them.
Absolutely. And even if people just needed, you know, in-home care, we have plans that are discount hours for in-home care as well. So there's lots of different
Explain
fits.
That just a little bit.
Well, if it's someone who doesn't need care yet, but it looks like maybe in the soon future, maybe next couple years, would need some, and they're going to be paying out of pocket for home health care anyway.
They don't qualify for anything else. They're not going to get any coverage at this point.
Right, exactly. My point is there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're planning on paying out of pocket anyway for home health care for a family member,
there's discount
plans that'll help take that burden off.
I've seen a few this year that were just like deep discount on like 10,000 hours of home health care.
Anybody
64 and a half or over, you need to call this number. Last chance opportunity, 844-789-7234 for complimentary, no obligation Medicare cost and benefits evaluation with my guest you heard today, Jessica Jones. She's a 10-year veteran, licensed Medicare agent with access to rates over 50 different Medicare companies here in the area. She will figure out the most services for the least cost. That's the bottom line. She's been doing this for a long time. She's going to be around a long time. 844-789-7234. No cost, no obligation. She will analyze your meds, analyze your services or lack of, or alternative health care, or whether you need long-term care, folding, whatever it is, she will analyze the cost and the benefits. No charge, no obligation. Cost and benefits evaluation, 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. We'll keep the lines open for about another half hour. 844-789-7234. No cost, no obligation. 844-789-7234. See you next week.
Content of Straight Talk Wealth Radio is for educational purposes only. Any discussion of financial products and their features is subject to change without notice. Consult your own tax, legal, or financial advisor as to your specific situation. Tax-free benefit specialist and insurance services. California license 0E48147.